Tom, please could you put the words in touch on the screen? Now, I've got a simple quiz for you with 7 questions, and they will all be about in touch. Right, I think you'll be able to get these questions. So, what do we do when we go and see someone? Yes? Visit. Yeah, that's right. We visit them. Yes. In what do we read headlines? Yes? Well, it does help us to read. That's correct. Yes. Catherine. That's right, yes. And we read them in a newspaper, yeah. What do we mean to write, but not always get round to doing it? It looks as if the youngsters aren't afflicted with this. Yes. A letter, correct, yes. Yeah. On what do we watch our favourite program? Yes? A TV, yes, a television, yes. Now, what do we call a meeting together of old friends and colleagues? Catherine. A reunion, yes, a reunion. What might we send people when we are on holiday? Yes, Abby. That's correct. A postcard. Thank you, Abigail. Yeah. What enables us to talk to people both near and far? Next to Catherine. A telephone. Yes, that's right. A telephone. Yeah. So, there you are. A simple quiz which tells us a bit about keeping in touch. But of course, we can keep in touch in other ways, can't we? I mean, I use email, and I understand some people keep in touch these days with Skype. So there are other ways to keep in touch. And it's important, isn't it, that we keep in touch with the world around us and with other people. And it's particularly important that we have sincerity and love in the church fellowship. Jesus said to his disciples at the Last Supper, he said, "I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you are to love one another. If there is this love among you, then all will know that you are my disciples." And so if we learn that someone is sick, unwell, it's important that we show our concern to them. And if someone can't come to church, perhaps because of old age or infirmity, it's very important that we make sure they're not forgotten. And if someone's missing for a few weeks from church, well, we should make sure that we inquire after them rather than simply let them drift away. And of course, we not only want to keep in touch with folk in our church, but also with other Christians in other churches and people in the wider world. And so it's good to share with others, to learn from their experience and to respond to their need. We are united in Christ with other Christians, and we are united as children of God with all people. And so it's important to keep in touch with others. Now, we don't often have a reading from the second letter of John, but that was one of our Bible readings this morning, and it told us of the importance of writing a letter, of encouraging, and of visiting. And so, expressing our care for someone can bring happiness to them. Now, of course, there's plenty of demands and pressures on our time, but it's important that we still make time for other people. Contact them, keep in touch, show that we care. In touch. Two simple words, one simple quiz, but a vital message. And thank you for your help.